Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You do have to cook your meat well done if you don't want it to taste like anything. But if you want it to have a flavor, you better stop at medium. That's just a tip from Jop the Grilling Guy. But Barbecue Bob, you busted in to do the show from camping land. And I know you're headed back out there for the long weekend. You kind of interrupted this vacation to do a radio show.
I did, and I have a funny little story before I get into this Dutch oven thing I'm doing today. I went to get a haircut. As you can see, I like my GI haircuts, and I go to Cascade Barbershop to see Andy. It's right where Old 28th Street in Grand Rapids runs into Cascade.
Yep.
And
this is kind of the little red and white stripe thing.
If
out
you've
front,
never been to a really cool barbershop, this is the place you want to go to because – number one, a bunch of the guys there listen to the show, so I want to give them a shout-out. Oh,
so they're clapping right now. We just can't
I
hear
hope
them.
So. Right?
Yeah.
But
shout-out to Andy.
It's just a cool place because we talked about fishing. I had to wait an hour for a haircut. The place was so jammed up.
That's cool.
But the guys stay and wait because it's such great conversation. And our partner,
this is a guy's coffee clutch. It's just it's just at the barbershop.
I told him about Russ Springsteen starting Right Brain Brewery by being a barber and brewing beer and giving it to his patrons. And I said, Andy, you know, any barber worth his salt would start brewing beer. And everybody thought that was a great idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm out in the woods, and I've got this great big 12-quart Dutch oven, you know, the big lodge.
Well, you're feeding a bunch of people, too.
I think it's a 12-quart. But it's big, and it's got the rim on the side. So what I've done is I actually picked up a few supplies at Costco. It's the only place I could find a nice bag chair, believe it or not, in town because everybody's kind of gotten rid of them. They're all out to stadium chairs now. But I also picked up this bottle of a blend of onions and peppers. And it's just a beautiful
like pickled or
soiree. No, it's just a cool. You know, there are so many of these blends you can buy now. So what I did was...
Is it a seasoning or is it the vegetable?
No, it's all chopped up peppers and onions, like a medley, in oil.
Is it frozen or
no,
in a jar?
No, it's just in a jar. And so what I did was I carved up that roast really nice. I trimmed any big chunks of fat off it. Mm-hmm. There's two of them.
Like and a chuck roast?
Yeah, it's that cow I got through Dan Hula, our friend from the Barbecue Guild. And it was a big hand, grass-fed, beautiful black Angus. So, I mean, it's marbled nicely. But I did want to carve that extra fat off it because if I'm going in a Dutch oven, whatever that roux is when I'm done, we want to use that. And I don't want a ton of animal fat in that. I just want a little bit for flavor. So I trimmed it up really nice. I put some sea salt and some cracked pepper on it and some fresh garlic cloves. I poured all that, a whole bunch, almost a whole jar in there. And then...
Of the peppers and onions?
And then
with the juice?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I put in some Worcestershire and half of a beer that I was going to drink. And
Well, you drank the first half.
She's on... She's sitting in the coals right now.
Okay, so you built your campfire.
It's going to go all day.
Right.
Well, the campfire's been going for days.
Right. So you're not – this thing is – did you pull some coals over and set it on those coals too as well, or is it just sitting beside
I dug them? A little hole right next to the fire, and I just scooped out a bunch of coals, put it in the hole, and then I scooped out some coals and put it on top of the Dutch oven because I only want about an inch and a half of coals under it.
Yep.
And about an inch and a half on top because they have so much heat.
Right. Well, that cast iron gets hot and it stays hot.
You don't want to burn your meat. You want to cook it. So it just like cooking in a Weber kettle, you got to be careful how much charcoal you put in it because there's not a whole lot of control to that thing if the lid's off.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It's sucking air like crazy and getting really hot. So back to the Dutch oven. So the oil is the wet that you use off of the vegetables so that your roast doesn't stick
exactly
on the bottom of the Dutch oven. And that thing, how are you going to know when it's done?
I've cooked on it enough times, and I know that, and I've got two big fat roasts in there. One's a rump roast, and one is a chuck.
So this is a big
kettle. The rump is really lean, and the chuck's really fat.
Right.
So the chuck is sitting on top of the rump.
Yep, because that rump's going to be thick like a softball.
Yep.
Where the chuck is going to be thinner.
And that chuck just draped over it beautifully. And then I have about three Spanish onions in there as well.
So with the peppers and onions that you bought in the jar.
It should be just to die for.
Right.
I love cooking with a Dutch oven. We do a lot of cast iron stuff when we camp. The other thing the kids love are those hobo pies.
Mm-hmm.
We have several of those. The first night up, we did, and this is something that our friend Kathy likes to do, and she brought up tortilla shells and spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then
all cooked already.
Yeah, and then we put in some peppers, onion, and
some cheese probably.
Cheese,
so,
yeah, and oh my gosh, does that make a beautiful taco hobo pie?
The hobo pies, are those the ones in the little like
clam
Tonka
shell.
Toaster clam
Tonkas,
shell?
People call them Tonkas.
Yeah, yep. That kind of thing. So
yeah.
There's a metal top and bottom and a hinge,
yeah.
And you clamp it down.
Yeah, that was
down.
The thing Rob Russell discovered when he was out here. When he was trying to describe, he had never seen before. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're talking all things fall into the right equipment, camping,
right,
tailgating, but it's fall into your equipment. Because it's fall's coming. I mean, it's knocking on the door. The sun, it's not light at 5:40 anymore.
Or at 9:30 at night.
Right.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, it's getting dark, and it's going to, unfortunately.
So Dutch ovens are just a cool thing. Now, I do have a tripod for it, too, with the pulley and everything. It's one of these lodge kits that's maybe $150.
Right.
I bought off a friend who didn't like it.
So let me ask you a question, because this is a real issue sometimes when you're camping. You get done with that meal, and you've got to take care of that cast iron. You're out. You are rustic camping.
Yeah.
So you brought all your water with you, any
yep.
that you have, so you don't have an abundance where you can run a faucet and clean the thing out. What do you do for it?
We take a couple 5-gallon pails, and we go down to Lake Michigan.
Okay.
And we just get a couple of nice half pails of water, and we wash our dishes right in lake water.
Okay. So when you wash that, where I want to go is that, how do I take care of that cast iron if I want to use it again tomorrow or maybe Monday want to do it again?
Sure, yeah. Typically when we're camping, we don't do a whole lot, but when I get home, I'll spray it with Pam.
Okay. So you're just wiping it out. I mean, when the meal's done, you're getting all the pieces out of there and wiping
rinsing
it out.
Rinsing a little water in it,
yeah, but
scrubbing
not a
out,
lot.
Scrubbing
no
out
soap,
anything.
Right?
The water doesn't hurt much. The water doesn't tend to take the oil out of it. It's the soap that'll kill you.
Right.
And never put Dawn in cast iron.
Right.
Because Dawn eats up everything.
Yeah. Yes, she does. She's a big girl.
Yeah. So some of the potential troubles you can have with Dutch ovens are, number one, temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Burning your food. Some guys think they can set it right in a large bed of coals. And you can't really do that. You've got to be very careful with a Dutch oven. Another problem people will have is they'll set it next to their campfire and go out deer hunting or hiking or whatever they're doing. Well, about every hour you need to rotate that thing if you're doing a long cook, like chili or anything like that.
Oh, if you're getting ready to heat on one side.
Because one side is going to get a little hotter than the other, and you got to plan on taking that lid off and stirring it up and spinning that thing around. And it's got little legs on it, so you literally have to have mitts with you. Lift it up, spin it, put it down.
Because
be careful with that thing, man. It's heavy when it's full.
One, it's heavy, and two, it's hot, and you've got coals right on top, so when you lift that handle, your knuckles are pretty close to the fire, so to speak. So make sure you have a nice oven glove or
welding,
whatever it is.
Welding gloves, man.
Perfect.
Take your old barbecue gloves camping because they're going to get really dirty, and they're already dirty when you've been using them around your grill.
Sure.
So take your old set up, and it doesn't matter what happens to them at that point.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to wash them in some Dawn.
Yeah. I left mine out in the rain the other night. I forgot I left them on top.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. You know what? It was no big deal. They just dried out, and they was like, hey, these actually are a little bit cleaner.
Are they the leather ones?
Oh, yeah, big red leather ones come up almost to your
elbow. Yeah,
those big ones.
Yeah, you can throw them in the dryer.
Well, it was leather. I just let it dry. You know what? The cow was walking around in the rain, so why can't my gloves? That's where I'm going with it. But anyway. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about setting up for the cooler weather. Unfortunately, it is coming our way. There's some things that you can maybe do while the weather's still good that'll help you when the weather's not so good. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.